Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman, the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest is professional virtual assistant and president of Wisdom Seekers Management and Consulting, Jeffrey Sullivan, who discusses the value that virtual assistants can bring to your business and also offers some suggestions for choosing the right VA to help you grow. So welcome, Jeffrey.
Thanks, Stacey. Appreciate you inviting me.
So what exactly is a virtual assistant, or as we'll call it throughout the conversation, a VA, and what type of person should consider hiring one?
Well, a VA is simply someone who works for you on a contract basis who is not located in your office. They could be anywhere in the country. Most of my clients are actually on the East Coast, and I'm in Texas. It's pretty much the first kind of work-from-home job that there ever was, kind of the precursor to the people working from home. But it's a contractor simply that you hire to do some of the tasks that you need doing. And when I talk about how to hire a virtual assistant, I tell people to look at their pain points first, because that's the most important thing that they need to get off their plate.
Okay. And then what skills should a VA have? How can someone tell if you're hiring a good one?
Get to know them first. That's the biggest thing. I talk about this a lot, and the reason I agreed to come on the program was because I'm passionate about the fact that you need to know who your person is. You're building a team. You're inviting someone into what is usually a solopreneur or an entrepreneur or a sole proprietor type of business, and you're asking someone to help you do things that you usually do yourself, and you have to let go of that. So you need to definitely make sure that the VA can do the tasks that you want them to do, but start slow and start again with the pain points. What is the things that take you away from working your business, from growing your business, that you need to help with? And then find someone with those skills, test them out, and get to know them.
So Jeffrey, what are some of the pros and cons of hiring a VA over having someone part-time, an employee, someone that's on the books for you, that comes into your office or into your home to help you out now and again?
So many pros. The biggest thing is that you have someone to help you with the tasks that you don't need to be doing, the tasks that get in the way of you growing your business. You don't have to pay benefits. You're not paying for any kind of hourly fees. You're not paying for anything except the time that they spend doing the tasks for you. That's huge, because the cons are that you may not be able to get things done as quickly as you think you need them done. Most VAs have multiple clients, myself included. So when you call me up and ask me to do a task, I'm going to ask you when you need it done by, and then we're going to have to negotiate that, because the way a VA works is multiple clients, multiple tasks, multiple projects. So we might have several balls in the air, and we have to coordinate to get that done.
And how much does a virtual assistant cost? Is it something like, you know, buy cheap, buy twice, right? You get what you pay for. Is that true when it comes to virtual assistants?
My philosophy is that you get what you pay for. And there's an article on my website that talks a lot about what we're talking about today. It has a lot more information in it. But you can get a VA anywhere from $10 an hour, and that's usually outsourced overseas, to I know some VAs that charge in excess of $120, $150 an hour, depending upon their skill set. I'm somewhere in the middle. My market is speakers and authors who are at that point where they're not big enough to have full-time staff, but they need some help. And that's my market. So my pricing is a little bit sort of in the middle of that, I would say. The thing you have to remember when you talk about the cost of a VA is that you're hiring a contractor to take tasks off your plate that get in the way of you growing your business. None of my clients, for instance, charge what I charge. They charge way more than I charge for their time. So my logic that I tell people to consider is, if you charge X and I'm asking you for Y, you're paying me a price to do a task that you don't want to do that gets in the way of you growing your business, and I'm charging you less money than it would cost for you to do it. Therefore, that's a pretty good investment. What you have to do is you find a happy medium between the limitations of hiring someone from overseas, for instance, where you'd be hiring a service that might farm the task out to any VA, anybody on their staff, or you'd have the personalized service of someone who is knowledgeable about the task, the specific task that you need done, and your market. So there's a number of things to consider, and as I said, there's an article on my website with more information on it. But the key thing about cost is don't shy away from paying it, because it will eventually pay off for you, because if you're not spending time doing those tasks, you're having more time to grow your business and make more money.
Well, thank you, Jeff, for all that information and insight into the world of virtual assistants. And that website that Jeff was mentioning is wisdom-seekers.com. Don't forget the dash there, wisdom-seekers.com, where you can find those articles and resources. Jeff Sullivan is a full-time VA specializing in the management support of professional speakers and authors. So thank you, Jeff, for being here with us today.
My pleasure, Stacey. Thank you.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.